But perhaps that sounds vaguely amusing.
It's the 99 Yen Challenge with your host, Coriander Dickinson.
Yay, it's an enthusiastic crowd. Awesome. All right, this is the 99 Yen Challenge here at Haru Fest in Edmonton, Alberta. I'm the host, Coriander Dickinson, and I'm introducing myself anyways, despite what you're doing.
Curses.
All right, so this is, I guess, an experimental 99 Yen Challenge due to some new games and some new concepts, as in I've blown the budget hiring maids for each and every one of the contestants.
Score.
So, we're going to let the maids do the introduction.
And the scoring, apparently.
Scoring and maids go well together.
He mentioned it, though. I'm sorry.
All right, so we're going to start with my far left.
Oh, you far left? Right, yes.
Yes! I am the maid for Brendan Beach Dairy. I clean.
This is bullshit. I am the maid for Brendan Beach Dairy, and you know it.
This is Brendan Beach Dairy's name.
Brendan Beach
Dairy. Wilwood Fuego.
I also clean for the Brendan Beach Dairy.
Okay, and next to my direct left,
I am the maid for Ian Horner. I am the sister of the maid for Brendan Beach Dairy, which is why we sound so similar.
Hello.
And we both clean things.
Hello, Matilda.
And hi, how are you doing, Samantha?
Hey, do not forget about me.
To my right.
Well, it's supposed to be you, but I'll go instead to fuck it up with everyone else.
I'm new. I sleep in a shack in a box outside. They throw me breadcrumbs from the maids.
He's the male nurse. We have fun with him.
Oh, yes.
His name is Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Also.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. Also, in addition to being the maid for Brendan Beach Dairy, my name is Will Wood.
Oh,
not,
sick.
Not like the voice actor Will Wood, but the maid Will Wood.
Just one word.
Maid for Will Wood. He called me.
Okay. So. The 99 Yen Challenge is the challenge for the grand prize of 99 Yen. And we are going to start with the first topic. Haha. Okay, we are all born of this generation, I guess, and we spend a lot of time on the internet, and there are things called memes on the internet, but some people don't get them, and they look really bad when that happens. So can you tell me some sort of mishandled memes that you've seen?
I can has Oxford English Dictionary. I can has Strunken White's Elements of Style.
Long Cat is actually a Doberman.
I didn't do shit for this topic.
Moving on.
Lol DARPANET.
That takes me back.
You just won the game.
I'm going to let you finish, but I just got to say, Beej's meme was the best meme of all time.
Hey, Beej, I'm going to let you finish.
Thanks.
How right. I shot house cleaning. What?
Fuck off, Wilwood.
Hey, guys, look here. Never going to give you up. Oh. Never going to let you down.
OMG, WTF, BBW.
So when they mishear the Rickroll, it's just because they go deaf from it because it's terrible? I didn't get that.
Never going to give you up. No, never going to let you down. Or say goodbye.
I think he's implying that he's not Rick Astley.
I am removing myself from this topic. I'll see you guys in round two. Peace.
Awesome. Play him off, keyboard Ray Charles.
Good night, sweet Princess Diana.
Too soon.
In Soviet Russia, arguments are invalidated by insightful arguments and vigorous debate.
In the vein of the popular and inspiring Where the Hell is Matt web series, I've decided to steal this great idea and do Where the Hell is Beej? So far, it's over 100 3-second clips of me sitting on my couch in Olds surfing 4chan. Monumental.
Centipedes in your vagina? That's a serious matter and should be examined by a licensed gynecologist.
Chuck Norris was born March 10th, 1940. Actually, yeah, that's right. He's 70 years old. You can look it up on Wikipedia. It's true.
Will Shatner's like 86.
I know. They're all going to die soon.
But he looks so good for his age, though. Sorry, I'm not here.
Yo, dog, I heard you were a dog and were incapable of even understanding two abstract concepts combined for your convenience and pleasure. Who's a good puppy?
All right, I put on my sunglasses, I must first remove my current eyewear.
Yes.
No, you gotta do it properly.
Yes.
No, that's still not. That's you fail.
Okay.
Okay.
Picks because it happened.
Good job, guys. Good job.
Oh, no, there's more.
I know. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait. I think we're going to call it
approximately somewhere in the area of 9,000.
So not quite.
Last I checked.
Vegeta, what does the scouter say about his ISO business compliance?
It's 9,001. Or maybe 12,000. I share with you an ancient story of my people.
It's going to take an hour.
One night, a young brave snuck into the teepee of his beloved, knowing that the girl's family would not be there. Just before they could make the beast with two backs, they could smell smoke and saw it blowing through the teepee's flap. The young brave, knowing he had closed the flap, grabbed his knife and carefully pulled the flap aside to see who had disturbed them. No one was there. Then who was smoke signals? That's a very obscure meme.
I don't even get that myself, actually.
I think that was successfully mishandled.
I thought it was fantastic.
Thank you, maid. Willwood.
Okay, so that's it. And because this is experimental, we're having the maids doing the scoring for their individual contestants. And it seems that Ryan doesn't have a maid.
I'll be Ryan's maid, too.
Okay, so we're going to start on our left. What is Beej's score?
Beej, I clean for Beej. Beach cleanup round. Beach get 25 yen.
Ooh. I give him 2 yen as well. 27.
Okay, and for Ian Horner?
Ian had excellent dog joke. I give him 19 yen.
I take 2 away. 17.
For Ryan?
I give Ryan 400. Minus.
You just won the game.
Minus 300. And 90. You get 10 yen.
And for Willwood.
I don't know.
Love give Willwood
29-ish. He didn't say anything, so it made him sound the best.
Epic rub down?
Epic rub down.
I don't
down.
Know. I can't give him yen. I am too close to him. Somebody else.
Damn it. I guess I get nothing then. Sweet.
You've got all the right. Epic rub down.
Well, I didn't participate, so it wouldn't be fair for me to get yen.
So for our next round, as you all know, TV was only invented in this century. Well, this past century, not the current century. But, you know, so what did people...
History!
So what did people do for entertainment before TV was invented? What did they watch on TV?
You know... Most people don't even realize how long reality TV has actually been around. One of the earliest known reality TV shows actually came from the medieval times. It was a very famous show at the time called Knights of the Round Idol, and it was actually how King Arthur decided upon his Knights of the Round Table. Each week, contestant knights were put through grueling elimination challenges in an attempt to become one of King Arthur's prestigious knights and 250,000 gold pieces. Of course, television was a little bit different back then than it is today. In reality, King Arthur just actually watched the entire show from his 52-inch flat-screen high-definition window.
Tonight on 24, we cover Jack Bauer's adventures through 24 decades of the Crusades.
This fall, find out how our crops failed, the king is sick, and why pretty much everything bad happens. Hint... It's witchcraft. Join Grand Inquisitor James Heineman and Reverend Savage for Witchbusters. Witch Busted.
I was always a fan of Sumeria's Got Talent.
Who is the most talented in Sumeria?
Jacob.
What does he do?
Juggle dung.
Why?
Because nobody else will.
I realize that everybody...
I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition, all right?
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Law and Order, Spanish Inquisition unit?
I realize now that I think everybody had different ideas of how this topic worked. But
absolutely.
Anyway, go move. So, of course, who could forget the original show that started the global phenomenon? I don't think I'll ever forget that awesome opening. Live from the Coliseum soundstage atop beautiful Mount Olympus, it's Olympian Gladiators! On a side note, this show is actually how Hercules gained all his fame and stardom.
I thought you were going to go with Live from Hercules or Live from the Olympia. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, but I didn't. Didn't.
I thought it was great.
Tonight on Queer Eye for the Victorian Guy, our fops take on any man without a corset and any woman showing ankle and stick them in the stocks.
Psst. In 323 BC, a crack Spartan unit was sent to Crete by an Athenian tribunal for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from the labyrinth of the Minotaur to the Lesbian underground. Today, still wanted by the Romans, they survive as hoplites of fortune. So if you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can speak Doric Greek, maybe you can hire the Alpha Team.
Excellent.
42,000 people travel across a dangerous, uncharted expanse in an effort to find a home in Cathalcar Galactica.
So you guys are all just talking about TV shows currently out that are about the past, whereas I went back in time and found out what kind of TV they actually watched back then.
Yes.
Not everyone has time machines.
If your mate is paying attention, you'll be getting extra points.
Yes. Well, having said that, I bring back more information from the past. You see, back in the before times, when women weren't allowed to be seen or heard from in any sort of media-type way, there was the short-lived and rather unpopular daytime soap opera, The Hung and the Breastless. Because they were all dudes.
This is my favorite show.
So it's a little known fact that the original CSI was actually a spin-off about 8,000 shows down the line, just like every other CSI. It all began with CSI Cradle of Life, where a bunch of guys sat in a circle because no one killed anyone. There weren't enough people. Followed by CSI Obscure Naples Town, where Sun Tzu invents forensics, followed by CSI Every Dictator, where they just kill whoever looks at them funny.
So we're talking about TV shows. You know, Will, you were talking about TV shows that do exist way back in the past.
Yes.
I actually have one of those written down here.
Okay,
Larry
awesome.
King Live.
Nice.
Get it? Because he's old.
Yeah. Yes,
it's because
awesome.
He's old.
Let our powers combine. Earth. Fire.
Wind!
Water!
Quicksilver.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Alchemy!
Yay!
Captain Alchemy, he's our hero. He's gonna drink Quicksilver to find out it's poisonous, cause they don't share their secrets with other people. They have to find out things for themselves.
The power is somewhere in this gold. It needs to come out.
Indeed. Ryan.
The new product roadshow. Enough said.
Avatar, the 473rd Airbender.
MTV's Caves.
Up tonight on Top Carts. Ox carts versus horse carts. Which will get around our track faster?
Bow, 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 bow.
We put it in the hands of our team Spaniard. Inigo Montoya.
Will, they're bogarting the theme songs. We've not sung a single theme song.
Yes, right. Will, do your things not have theme songs?
Well, no,
we just don't know them. We're not insane.
I have one final piece of information to bring back from the past.
I can't wait.
And it doesn't necessarily have a theme song, but it does have some sort of Yule. But before that, Ryan, no. There's nothing there. Before that, Ryan, would you like to Would you like to go back into the past with me and create a show and improvise a theme song for it?
He's asking you to be his companion in his little blue box.
In your little bubble of a time machine that's a one-seater, Will?
Yes, can I be the catcher to your pitcher?
I'd be honored.
Awesome, I'd be honored too. Okay, here we go. Go.
Dinosaurs, it's about dinosaurs. Big ones, small ones, weird eating dinosaur ones.
Give him some man. Oh God.
So the show,
that of course was the cannibalistic dinosaur variety hour,
and it exists before they invented rhythm.
The show of the Paleolithic.
Well, it was written and performed by dinosaurs, so
it basically sounded like raw, raw, raw back when it was originally.
Yeah,
done.
That was just a rough translation. So
it's like on YouTube when you watch every Disney show in every other language, like Japanese version of Circle of Life. Does no one else do this? I have a lot of free time.
Awesome. High five, buddy.
That was a good job.
Shall I bring back my last piece of information then?
Fine.
Because it's the last one. If you don't like it, I've got nothing else.
Do it. So,
I've had nothing else this whole game.
All right, here we go. So, this is a good one. Way back in the prehistoric era, cavemen would often tune in to the wildly popular Unchanged Non-Burning Log channel during the non-religious-inspired gift-giving holiday season. Just like with our fireplace channel we view around Christmas in our day, those cavemen would gather for hours and listen to shitty dinosaur yules, all in anticipation of seeing that elusive hairy arm poke at the log with a stick and wonder what the fuck is going on.
Tortoise.
And we just sung one of those dinosaur yules for you, so.
All right, so, maids, what did you think? We're going to start with Beej's score.
Oh, Beej. Beej no right for this topic beforehand. Beej no get yen. No yen for Beej.
Welcome to my world, bitch.
Okay, for Ian Horner.
Ian wrote the entire topic for Beej. Ian gets 19 yen again. It's the only number I know in English.
Okay. For Ryan Karen.
Ryan sing awesome dinosaur song. He was fantastic. I forget everything else, but based on dinosaur song, I give 22 yen. Plus four more. 26
yen. Will Wood.
Cricket. 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 Cricket.
That's a nothing.
That's five crickets.
Twice
actually.
In a row?
He gets five crickets.
Those will be tasty for the dinosaurs.
There will be an option to like trade crickets in for yen later, right? Hopefully.
I don't make the rules. Why are you asking me?
Next Maids. Round. Round three.
Conveniently named.
Thank you. Round three has never felt so special.
Three bird.
Do three bird. Because I'm three as a bird.
What?
Because I'm three fallen.
I just lost 5 years.
Anyways, I'm just going to tell you the title is Communist Fast Food. Beej.
Beer on... No.
Oh.
Is your Go, mate Beej?
I started before she yelled Beej. You can't take any yen away from me, so it doesn't matter.
I can. I still have the power.
But I don't have any yen.
Beej not started fast enough. Beej lose 2 yen.
Ah, shit!
Awesome.
We'll go now. We'll go.
Okay. Bear on stick. That's it.
Was that it?
It's a bear on a stick. You get it.
An entire bear?
He's bear on stick.
I take away yen from Will. He no funny.
I thought it was beer on stick.
Bear.
So
I haven't...
If it was beer on a stick?
Yeah, wait, here's my... But here's my next one. Bigger bear on stick.
That's not communist. Everyone has to get the same amount of bear.
No, because they cost the same. So everybody gets different amounts, but they all have to pay the same amount. So it doesn't matter how much they get, it's still worth the same.
And that's communism.
It's like reverse communism.
No, that's actual communism.
We're not doing reverse communist fast food.
Okay, it's not reverse. It is actual then.
Gold-plated gold.
Fine.
Reverse communism is basically Beej takes all your money and
you may have some food, maybe.
But it is communist, really, because, you know, everybody pays the same amount, but somebody gets more because they're worth more, but they don't actually get anything for it.
Hey, I've got a communist fast food. Brick of pizza.
Is it made of clay?
Probably.
My favorite communist fast food is the sad meal. Extra sad.
It's very similar to new KGBFC Double Down. It's sandwich where bread has been replaced with two slices of sadness. And in the center is savage beating.
Okay, I understand you guys do not like bear on stick. You do not like bigger bear on stick. But what about the stick on stick?
That's illegal. Ian?
First round. Oh, first round.
That's too bad.
Double-sided communist hot dog allows for you and your comrade to each consume according to your needs. Single-sided American hot dog results in fat capitalist pigs. Glorious communist hot dog results in the fattening of bellies with strong proletariat babies.
Hot dogs get you pregnant?
Please come to Russian fast food agency and enjoy unnamed breakfast object.
You on stick.
In reverse Soviet Russia, you tell joke.
You are asshole.
Hey, Will. Polonium 210.
On a stick.
Oh, I totally dropped ball on that one. I have more that are not on stick, I promise.
Well, what's not on a stick?
Okay. Pasta made of hair of capitalist neighbor in a rich blood sauce. We kill them. We eat them. It's funny.
No,
from... We do is not like capitalist.
I said communist, not cannibalist.
No, he's not cannibalist. We eat capitalist, not communist. They is enemy.
Please to enjoy delicious beet burrito. We run out of cow.
Also new from KGBFC, famous bowls. Our bowls you are authorized by state to place food into.
Unidentifiable meat phlegm.
Phlegm?
You can put that in beet burrito.
Oh, yes, he's good. He's good. We charge same price, with or without.
You are missing McRib sandwich? Is impossible. Has never been a McRib sandwich. McRib sandwich is a reminder of old Trotskyan ways. McRib sandwich has been erased from record. Such talk of McRib will result in KGBFC investigation. I would be careful of such cravings if I were you.
Southern fried chicken. Popular down in Georgia. During certain regimes. And of course, your favorite breakfast cereal. Trix. Silly Ukrainians. Trix is for Russians. Also every other food.
We could only serve this one time, but I'm not sure who got it. Or maybe they split among communist friends. But testicles of funny man, Bill Murray. We chopped them the fuck off. He was wonderful.
Please to come enjoy Vlad in the Box. It's more of a description of what awaits you if you do not share your food equally.
That's it.
No, oh, actually.
Wait. And finally, I did one that comes from a fast food place. Here we go. It's the Lenin Burger Combo with equality fries. It's sweet potatoes. Very nice. And for the youngins, the Marxism meal is same thing, but smaller portion and cost same price.
Did Will just get political?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
China is also communist, too, so I would say rice.
That was all just dong, dong, dong to me.
But he's same price.
Okay.
I'm not going to get any frickin' yen this round either.
All right, we'll start with Will. What's Will's score?
This livestock better be traded in for yen later. What was that?
It's five crickets and I think two sheep.
Was
now.
That a sheep? Oh, sheep? Okay, it's like a five crickets and two
five
sheep.
Two
in
sheep.
Communist Russia, I win!
All right,
you are a supermarket!
Jeez.
What's Ryan's score?
Zero yen. Same for Beej and Ian. Ian's end of story.
I add 28 yen to Ian's score.
I take away.
Beej.
No backsies.
Novak need payment massages now. Beej. Where are Novak's payment?
Beej also want money for cleaning. I clean for Beej. Where yen?
13
Matilda
yen.
Matilda, go to Japan.
I give you 13 yen, Matilda.
I go to Japan with yen.
Oh, Christ.
My master sent me
is
to
she
sell.
Leaving with your yen?
I go to Japan. Goodbye.
My master sent me to sell his sheep and crickets for yen. Any takers?
I take to Japan. I sell. I come back later. You get yen.
You need lemon pledge?
Goodbye.
You have lemon pledge?
Lemon pledge, yes. Next round, please.
No.
Round four.
Four bird.
Now, I'll try and say something. You interrupt me, Beej.
I haven't announced the round yet.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason I haven't gotten any
yet. It's the topical round. About the rule changes to Scrabble, where you're allowed proper nouns, but that's really only in Britain, I think, in a special edition, because Hasbro and Parker Brothers do different distribution regions. So I think Hasbro has North America's region, and Parker Brothers have the UK, and so they're allowed to change the rules there, but those don't apply in North America, so you don't have to worry, but everyone is freaked out about it a lot.
You know what else I heard about the rule change in there, too, is that you don't even have to... You don't have to connect words to any other adjacent words. You can just stick them anywhere on the frickin' board. Like, literally.
It's like, pretty much
that's
a,
one of the rule changes.
Of paper.
It's like Donkey Scrabble.
Yeah, it's...
It's like Boggle, but not...
It's ridiculous.
Boggle with every letter at once.
Sorry.
So, I've heard that they're making an alternate rule set for Risk, where you are forbidden to start a land war in Asia. That's to prevent people from making that retarded joke every time they play.
Just to clarify, I wasn't starting the round. I'm really serious. They actually are making that rule for Scrabble. That's not like part of our
just
thing.
Just to clarify to our listening audience, Will is always dead serious about everything.
Beej, can you still play that game with a Sicilian?
Yes. I had to look that up on Wikipedia. Sorry.
Not when death is on the line!
It doesn't sound like that.
There's another rule in Risk too. Apparently, there's more than one. They're going to be they have several rules. They're going to be putting a new feature into the upcoming revision of the classic board game Risk called the Limit Break. And basically, if at any point during the game you end up losing 5 countries in a row while defending against attackers, you can initiate a Limit Break. Once this happens, you are given 1 dice for every single unit you have on the board to attack with. This will last for 2-1 whole turn. Because I totally...
Serious.
Yeah, it 3 turns. And in most cases, you totally destroy those who are destroying you, and then some.
But what of paradigm shifts?
Oh.
What about overdrive?
Nothing of those things. Fuck
can you
off.
Activate your star power?
Yes.
We're not accounting for the historical
anything.
Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist!
Now we are just...
And finally, to win Risk, you must then... Eat the soggy cracker.
That's right. Actually, you bring up a good point. There is an alternate rule set for Hungry Hungry Hippos that combines it with soggy biscuits.
I'm spanking the hippo.
That's an excellent point.
To go in an entirely different direction, Candyland has been updated for the modern generation, combined with Outbreak. At every roll, you draw a diabetes chance card. Which increases your chance of a diabetes outbreak in Candyland.
Diabetes isn't contagious.
Yeah.
Or do they reproduce really rapidly and it, you know, the hereditary
I'm dating genes. A diabetic person and I can still treat my body like shit and it's fine.
I'm an arts major. As far as I know, sugar equals diabetes.
Don't you mean diabetes?
Don't yell at me, Will.
There are several different kinds of diabetes. I could get into this.
Dead serious.
Synaptic Chaos Theater takes a very strong moral stance.
except this isn't.
We do not condone drunk driving.
Exactly.
What does that have to do with diabetes?
Sucks. So anyway. Oh, yeah, we'll fix that in post. So anyway, another rule introduced into Candyland to appeal to the older generation is now you can get quad damage. And now we're back on track.
Ian,
in an effort to stimulate the economy, Pass and Go and Monopoly will result in $200 of actual money being deposited into your bank account. Going to jail, however, will require the player sitting to your right to violate you in the shower.
That's actually a very...
you're my bitch!
I'm scared.
No, no, Ryan's to your right. So
therefore, you're my bitch.
It's actually kind of similar to the Game of Life, which will soon feature a new game mechanic called Realism Mode. When players choose to play this new set of rules, a few changes take place. First, every player must sign a contract that they will follow through with the game until the end. Secondly, the game now takes anywhere from a couple of weeks to several years to finish. Basically, everything that happens in the game must be perfectly emulated in real life. All money used in the course of the game comes from your own pocket, and any monies gained must be done so through the same means in real life. If players choose not to finish the game, they will be killed. Remember, you signed the contract.
Boring.
So do you still give birth to tiny
pink
colored children in your car?
Tiny colored children in your car? Are you implying something?
Don't misquote
about
that. Tiny blue and pink children.
There's a child whose skin is a different color from my skin.
To play this game, you must suffocate your boy children until they are blue.
And your pink children until they are girls.
Chinese Checkers has now been updated to keep up with the current situation in its originating country. Games must now be played standing up in 6-hour shifts with no bathroom breaks. Afterwards, you may be subject to a full body cavity search for missing marbles.
There's been a recent update of Clue that's being distributed in the southern United States. It's an express version. They basically simply, to make it easier to play, they've removed any trace of investigation or questioning. How did they make it so easy? Mr. Green is now Mr. Black.
I have a follow-up to that,
They're
actually.
Racist.
I have a follow-up to that, and it has more detail. So, since today's generation of gamers, both video and board alike, have been spoiled by access to the internet and the ability and lazy desire to look up how to beat games on sites such as GameFAQs, the makers of the board game Clue, like you said, but in more detail, have decided to cut out the middleman. In their next version of the classic board game, they're going to be cutting out a lot of the random outcomes of the game, or the mystery, like you said. The game will be limited only to 8 specific scenarios that can be played out.
No, we're not listening to you at all.
Fine. Anyway, the game will also come packaged with a limited edition walkthrough guide, and each scenario includes a good ending, a bad ending, and a secret true ending.
Do you get to sleep with Mr. Green in the good ending?
Well, you'll have to beat it to find out. And then I was going to say it actually sounds kind of sweet, but I'm going to rescind that comment.
Apparently it's retarded.
Yep.
Snakes and Ladders now includes more traps, including whirlpools, muggings, and the shocker.
We've got international versions of favorite North American classics, starting with Chinese Boggle. You jump into a ball pit and grab what you can.
Seriously?
Chinese Boggle. There's, what, 10,000 characters?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Seriously?
Nope.
Seriously?
Connect
not
4.
Seriously at all.
All right, that's the end of the round.
Connect
no,
4.
Not. Wait.
Connect
4.
Wait, score.
Wait. No, I have one more.
Well, what's Wilwood's score?
So the classic game.
What's Wilwood's score?
In the future, where if someone bumps into you and says sorry to send you back to the beginning, you can now shout out "Screw you!" and your partner is then frozen in place for 3 turns and also legally owes you $5. The game now literally pays for itself, and my score is 33 yen.
Not available in the Isle of Man.
Yes. I keep goat. I keep goat and chicken.
That goat doesn't love you.
Crickets too. Crickets.
Where did the chicken come from?
I have a chicken now.
I trade goat for chicken. Then I steal.
I give 8 yen to Ryan.
Beach get 2 yen.
I have 3 chickens in addition to my 2 goats or sheep and my 5 crickets. So sweet.
No, the goat got traded for a chicken.
The hell it did. I did not authorize this.
You didn't
I don't care what my
she
maid
stole
said.
Them. She went to Japan. She came back with
so
a
chicken. So I minus one goat, but I have an extra chicken. So I have four chickens, one sheep, and five crickets.
It's new math.
Ian gets 12 yen.
Did I give Ryan a score yet?
No, I did.
Oh. I mean, I did.
Shut up.
Why you shut up?
This isn't chaotic at all. This has been a great idea.
You said it was experimental.
It's experimental. And that's... further experimentation, round five will be a speed round.
That'll be great for this.
That is, we're on amphetamines now.
Okay.
Like cooking with fire. Anyways.
What?
It's always a race against time.
Yes.
And fire.
We know that Shakespeare may or may not have written any of the things that he has actually written. Tell me what things that he may or may not have written that we don't know about.
There was once this really recently discovered play about this marquis whose father, the Duke, is murdered by an old rival. He escapes into the wilderness to join a merry band of locals and win back his family title. It happens on the dunes of a strange desert. I think it's called Othello.
Do we have to go faster than that, even?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tight ass androgynous.
Few people have ever heard of Shakespeare's play The Raptors of Venice. It didn't really take off, but it was actually one of my personal favorites. It followed the main protagonist, Tyrannosaurus Lex, as he shadowed a gang of murderous raptors trying to avenge his fallen pterodactyl sister. It later went on to inspire the movie Jurassic Park.
Very quickly, a couple of sequels. Romeo and Juliet 2, Rise of the Zombies. Two Gentlemen of Vasectomy. Lady Macbeth, Warrior Princess.
Henry the 275th.
Pericles, Prince of Tennis.
Shakespeare actually wrote a sequel to Hamlet called Hamlet 2. Shit just got real. Unfortunately, the title ended up being quite literal, as since everyone died at the end of the first one, the play actually just consisted of a long, boring funeral. There was actually really a rather nice cake at the end, and it wasn't even a lie.
Cats. No, not that, Cats. This was simply a play that involved putting 23 felines on stage, meowing in the iambic pentameter. It didn't work.
Elizabeth, the musical.
A long-awaited sequel to The Tempest, Sinistar.
Everyone here has heard of the incredibly famous Shakespeare play Romeo and Juliet, right? Well, did you know that it was initially wasn't very successful when he first wrote and performed it? To counter this, he actually rewrote his original script and set it in the distant future. He changed the name of the play briefly to Roger and Julia, and instead of dealing with opposing families in Romeo and Juliet's time, Roger and Julia belonged to opposing space colonies and ended up coming together to take down the evil leaders of the Intergalactic Federation, who were corrupting the minds of each colony's leader in order to keep Roger and Julia apart. In the end, Roger and Julia both died because they grew old together and died. After finding out what the budget would have been like to have this play performed in his time, Shakespeare probably changed it back to Romeo and Juliet and waited for to be successful with time.
Dead serious.
You know, you're not getting paid by the word here.
It said speed round.
Yeah, but not paid by the word.
The little known surprise sequel to Othello, Reversi.
Another variation of Romeo and Juliet, Romeo and Julien, in which Mercutio performs his famous Queen Mab speech in high heels and a feather boa.
A disturbing Elizabethan tie-in with Pokemon, The Taming of the Sandshrew.
Shakespeare actually guest wrote 10 scripts for the unsuccessful daytime soap opera, The Hung and the Breastless.
There's a story about how Lovell's swine became food when mixed with egg and then cooked. Hamlet.
Julius Caesar salad.
Go ahead.
The tribute to his estranged wife, As You Like It, You Unreasonable Whore.
The new McDonald's McMini sandwich, $1.99. Da-da-da-da-da.
And finally, the seminal and prophetic, Ian and Beej kill the fuck out of Macbeth, because we're C-section babies.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Well, McDonald's does not perform C-sections.
I know, but all that talking fast reminded me of the commercials, so I realized that Shakespeare wrote those commercials. It's cool. I just realized that. It's awesome. I realize it. It happens.
I give Will half of a horse.
So give me the other half.
Which half would you like?
The front half.
I'll be the rear half.
Okay, sweet. I got a horse. That's going to sell for some mighty yen, I think.
Beach no bring script. Beach no yen.
Ryan, I don't know, that dinosaur song was still really cool, so Ryan get 9
9.
That's
nine?
Right.
9?
No, 9.
99.
He's Russian for no. 9. He get nothing.
It sure is.
Нет.
Or Russian or whatever language it is. I don't know. I am foreign and I am sad.
It's Russian for no or Russian. I don't know. It's Russian. It's Russian. He's
Ryan
Russian.
Is Russian now. That means he get 2 yen.
I'll get 2 yen.
So in the end, he gets 2 yen.
Everyone get 2 yen.
Math hard.
I don't want yen. I want more livestock.
I mean,
math is hard when I people keep livestock. Changing answers.
Ian brought script. I give 17 more yen.
You make adding difficult. He's 55.
I go out and
no, it isn't.
I go
65.
He's 65.
I go out for my master.
Stop using Russian fucking calculator. Reverse Polish notation.
Russian calculator, make everything equal.
I go out for my master, and I bring him back Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Because we really don't know what the fuck
I
they
would
sounded
like.
Like.
Really. T-Rex added to my list, please.
Listen, do you hear it?
Hey!
Actually, it's cool because in much the reverse way of how it works, if it doesn't move at all, we don't see it. So
we're going to play a game now.
Hooray!
We're going to play a game. It's called Cheddar Gorge, which doesn't really explain what it is, but if you guys have seen the improv shows, you know what one-word story is. So it's like one-word story in that the four of them all have to explain a concept, but they're not allowed to end the sentence. Ooh. It all has to be the same sentence. So it's one word at a time.
For four people.
And they all have to explain the same thing, but only one word at a time.
So if you end the sentence, do you lose then?
Yeah, everyone loses, actually, if you end.
Okay.
And there will be savage beatings.
So either we all lose or this goes on till the end of time.
Yeah.
Until Corey leaves the room in disgust.
Cool.
Well, I was planning on leaving at the start.
Oh, well.
Do we have a concept?
Yes. You have to explain docking the space shuttle in the metaphor of making a sandwich.
First.
Will has just started.
Right, it'll go in sequence to Ryan, then, I think.
Sure, let's go this way.
Negative
let's
clock.
Let's go to Ryan, yeah.
Okay, fine.
We
must
butter
it
up.
Then
we
steal
our
crazy
lettuce
so
it
doesn't
separate
itself
from
the
lunar
eclipse
that
is
pretty
damn
good
for
our
sandwich
that
is
going
to
be
made
into
penis
shaped
docking
rings
which
match
the
vagina
of
the
space
shuttles
who
we
are
piloting
seriously
between
the
ridges
of
Uranus
and
it
smells
deeply
of
cake
and
lies
because
no one
has
eaten
anything
before
lunch
because
I
hate
breakfast
and
also
my
sandwich
is
made
of
spaceship.
Hey! That sounded like an end.
Therefore,
we
found
that
sometimes
you
almost
break
the
fourth
wall
to
destroy
your
game
and
end
your
game
with
a
sandwich.
But
it
is
never
really
a
choice
of
worth
or
of
the
11th
hour
because
you
realize
that
when
you
think
about
it,
space
is
like
a
large
never-ending
penis-shaped
sandwich
Oh, shit.
Beach gonna pick that up. Penis shaped is one word. There's a hyphen.
Yeah, I realized that. I realized that it was a compound word. You all lose.
So.
But I will allow the maids to present yen.
Do we have a boo in disgust sign for the audience?
No.
No.
Positivity.
For good
they don't
reason.
Need to be told.
I give Ian 22 yen for ending round.
Beach. Martha no make sandwich for Beach. I clean. You want sandwich? You want penis sandwich? You go elsewhere.
You want Novak for penis sandwich?
I take 4 yen.
You're fired.
I do that too.
I examine Ryan for many days. I learn him. I learn him and of him and in him. And at end of time, I discuss with myself what to do. And I realize that he is good man and should receive a denomination of yen. So that's what he gets, a denomination of yen.
So that's a single one?
Could be. It's a wild card. He can fill it. I write Ryan blank check for yen and sign. He can fill in amount. Fill in amount.
What did Will get?
What did Will get? A puppy.
4 puppy sandwich.
How many puppies?
It's 2.
7?
7 puppies.
101.
101 Dalmatians. Or probably 101 mutts. 101 Rottweilers.
101 Dalmatian statistically would give you a blind, dumb, deaf, inbred room of sad, sad dogs.
You still have yet to fill in your blank check.
I'm holding out till I hear totals.
Yeah. All right. So the next round is called Just a Minute. Now, the contestants are each playing individually, and what they have to do is speak on a topic for 1 minute, and they have to do so without hesitation, repetition, or deviation from the subject. And the other contestants are allowed to object at any point and point out if it's wrong. If that happens, time gets paused, and if it's shot down by me, then the time continues. So we're going to start with Beej, and he's going to talk about his car.
Excellent.
Ready?
Yes.
Go.
To change the front shocks on the Mercedes-Benz
Objection.
One...
The that sounds like hesitation
no,
to
it's,
me.
No, it's an A-class, so it's an
I think that's his way to justify it.
All right, continue.
Oh,
A-class Mercedes-Benz 190D 2.5. First, you must remove the wheel by adjusting all the lug nuts and letting them drop to the ground. The tire comes off and you roll it away. Then you take your ratchet, fix it to the...
That's like the fifth
To the front nut on the lower steering knuckle, then...
Objection!
Objection!
I've heard nothing about jackholes yet.
You made it 30 seconds. So
well, what's the objection for?
For dropping.
Repetition, hesitation, or deviation? What is it?
It was hesitation.
Okay. It's better than deviation.
Kay. Do you want to defend it?
No.
All right. Ian, you get to talk about how to tie your shoes. Ready? Go.
In order to tie your shoes, you must first place your foot into the shoe. Otherwise, tying the shoes will become redundant. And repetition. You said tying your shoes twice.
Yeah, and also redundant is another way of saying repetition. So that's how I roll, bitch.
I don't know if I can defend that. I'm going to rely on the good graces of the host.
I'll be a little forgiving this round because it's the first time we've played.
All right.
Okay. But keep it as a warning.
Okay.
So you get one warning.
Does repetition include saying the same word over? Because I've said the 5 times in explaining this question.
I think it's just nouns and verbs.
No proper nouns repeated?
You said lug nuts like 3 times.
My round is over.
I know. I'm just saying we can still take it away.
All right. Ian, continuing.
Looping the cord around one hand, you find that the laces intermingle with the digits of your other manipulator, which is attached to your arm. Step the third involves the taking of said fastening device, which I have mentioned previously was
not...
That's
repetitious. You didn't need to mention that you mentioned it previously. That's kind of repetitious, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is, actually.
But I was specifically not repeating it.
But yeah, I know, but in so doing so, you repeated it by bringing it back up again. I think the audience here is probably fast enough to realize that you were still talking about the shoelaces and didn't need the reminder of such
curses.
A thing.
There will be no allusions to any historical statement said at any point in time in or out of context in the game.
You made it 39 seconds.
Ooh. Me too. I'm not going to do
All
it.
All right. Ryan, what shall you speak about?
How many seconds did Ian get?
39.
Okay.
If you want to speak about Kabuki, you can speak about Kabuki. You have to speak about a specific Kabuki player. You have to tell the story. No. Okay, yeah.
This is dangerous. A specific Kabuki player?
If you like. Or no.
Okay, yeah, let's go for it. So,
ready? Start.
So, the Aragoto style, masculine character in the classical Kabuki theater, is represented by a white mask man with accentuated facial lines. He does long mie poses, which are held poses, where he crosses...
Repetition.
Oh!
Poses.
Our roses are poses. My toeses.
But I think everybody gets, like, one.
One warning.
Everybody gets
warning.
One.
Keep going.
Okay, go.
Cross-eyed, indicative exclamations on which one of those orbital orbs is pointed inside
and the
other globe of sight is pointed directly outward. This perennial figure of the Japanese stage graced the long wooden floor with flying leaps and always won the beautiful Onagata Maiden, who is played...
Onagata repeats twice. Repetition, he's hit Onagata twice.
I referenced an archetype in classical Japanese dance statement.
I'm actually going to bring that up there. You said Onagata Maiden. Now, Onagata refers to the female type, therefore that is a reputation in language.
So he only got like 3 seconds.
I will accept
then.
This redundancy. And what is maiden again, Ian?
Otome.
Okay, let's just break this down into a 2-hour-long discussion of classical Japanese literature.
Oh, yes. Is this round over or not?
I'm very over.
It's over. He made it 55 seconds.
I also made it the most boring lecture style statement I could.
It was impressive. This is going to suck. All right.
This is what 4 years of university does to
me. I have to think for a moment about what you have to... Really?
Yes.
Will, you have to speak about Carl Winslow, and I won't deduct any yen for it this time. Are you ready? Go.
Black.
No, deviation.
Okay, I'll do
deviation.
I'll do it for real. Okay.
Okay. That was your first warning.
Let me know when to... Really? Just being a joke. Okay, fine. That's my first warning. Okay, let me know when to go.
Go.
Carl Winslow is a man.
What?
Redundant. We know Carl Winslow's a man.
Deviation.
Fine. Can I have another shot then?
No, deviation. You're a fucking pervert. Okay, I'll shut up, I promise. I want to hear this round.
Wait, do I actually get to go for real? Yeah. Fine, all right.
Okay, you can start from the beginning again.
All right, okay.
Start.
Way back in the early 1980s, there was a show, and I forget the name of that show, but from that show, there was a spinoff of this show called Family Matters. This FM regarded the tale of one man and his family. Carl Winslow and his wife Harriet Winslow are two blackies.
Oh, keep going.
They have three children, although in the fourth season that was cut back to two children, and the third child was never mentioned again. Steve Urkel is tight in the fact that he is awesome and a scientist and wears awesome glasses, and when I watch him on TV, it reminds me of Garrett.
Deviation, actually. This is supposed to be all Carl Winslow, isn't it?
Oh, shit, you're right. Just talking about the damn show. Okay, I lose.
All right, let's call it 45 seconds.
I could have just talked about anything in the world because it's all about Carl Winslow.
Okay, so do we have the scores added up? More or less?
So nobody got any yen for that round, I don't think.
Okay, you made suck at keeping score. This is why I can't have anyone else do it.
I'm sorry.
I'm leaving now.
I don't speak English.
I go.
I examined you for many days. I examined you in and out and on. Sorry, Ian.
And up above and down below.
And in my recollection of my time spent with you, I have come to understanding that you are fantastic. And I have yen, please.
You have to be a contestant on the show to get yen. Only if you win.
I speak for my master, Will Wood. As I am his maid, Willwood.
I give Ryan 19 yen.
No, no, it's over. It's over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I've got a blank check.
He has his blank check. But you should probably wait till they give the scores.
I don't care.
Don't do this now. This is like we give you 30 seconds with theme music, and then you enter your answer, and then you compare it.
What are you writing there?
He's writing his check. He is using pidgin English.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I will take this to my master, but I'm pretty sure that has already been given away. But he required one Will's cherry. And I don't think he has it anymore, but I will ask. Hold on. Oh, he does not have it, but he will give you cherry of firstborn daughter if you want.
I'm just going to take a yen.
Actually, I have a bottle of maraschino cherries in my fridge. When you come over, have one.
It is mine.
Sweet.
All right, so we have no idea what the scores are, so I'm going to generalize based on what I've seen from the previous rounds.
Do I get a chance to trade my livestock?
No.
Damn.
That goes to auction.
Let's say, Beej, would you like a chance to win the grand prize of 99 yen?
Yeah, after all, I only scored 10 yen for this round. Why not? I would love to play for 99 yen, please.
All right, so for the final round, you don't have a milkshake. I have a milkshake, but it's way over here.
I see.
You have to drink my milkshake.
I'll drink it up.
What's the rating for this panel, guys? And Ian's okay with this?
I'm not allowed to get up, am I?
No, we forgot to go to Dairy Queen to buy a milkshake. I mean, the live audience can clearly see a milkshake sitting directly in front of me with a straw hanging out of it.
Sounds vaguely amusing.
Beej, please mime drinking a milkshake.
With noise.
Jesus, not your straw, it's not your straw! Wrong straw!
I hit a strawberry.
That was my cherry, you asshole.
Oh. How much time do I have left?
Beach, you give me a shake. You drink my milkshake.
Distinctive chance, Beach is choking on Will's cherry and Corey's strawberry.
Does anyone here know first aid?
No.
Oh, that's not right.
More yen for us.
Can I use a spoon?
No, you have to drink it.
No.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You have won the 99 yen.
Perhaps that sounds vaguely amusing.
It's going to sound hideous.
Congratulations, Beach.
Hooray.
Brendan Beach Theory, everybody. So, this has been the 99 Yen Challenge at Haru Fest in Edmonton, Alberta. I'm Coriander Dickinson. Our panel has been Brendan Beach Deary, Ian Horner, Ryan Karen, Will Wood, and random amounts of maids. I'm not sure how many maids there were total. Maybe five or six?
Six, seven, 19. 19?
19, but
there was a blank check for maids to be filled in later.
The 99 Yen Challenge can be found at 99yen.tildehouse.com. It is a co-production of tildehouse.com and Snaptic Chaos Theater. Snaptic Chaos is www.snaptic-chaos.com. The writing was done by the cast and crew and panel and whatnot, and some friends.
The guy we found in the street corner.
No, we found him in the parking lot. If I recall. I don't remember anything else.
Thank you very much to Haru Fest for having us out.
All right.
Nope. Hooray!
That was an hour.